Cliff Central Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Made Sessions on CliffCentral.com. One of the things that we might have mentioned before a number of times is how many domestic workers we've met that are Zimbabweans. So we wanted to explore these stories a little bit further by bringing two beautiful ladies in, Sally Moyo, who works at Hyde Park, and the others, Felicia and Lovu, and they work in the same complex. Felicia and Lovu and Sally Moyo came to South Africa from Zimbabwe in their early adult years with a little more than the hope for a fighting chance at something better and an undercooked plan, bound to get more developed as they start to make better sense of a new and alien environment. Who did they meet when they first got here? Did they have contacts or loved ones here already? Did they come with qualifications? What networks did they have access to? What was their first hustle? How do they use their money between the country that they're in now and the country of their origin? Where are they now and where do they plan to be? How have these two migrants acclimatized to their new country of choice, and where do their hopes and dreams lie in this vast sea of broken dreams? With a high percentage of Zimbabwean domestic workers, methinks it's time to start capturing these stories. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, Sally. How old were you when you came to South Africa?
I was 22 years old.
Who did you come with?
I came with my friends.
So not family?
No.
Okay, so who inspired your move to South Africa? Was it your friends or was it other reasons?
My auntie did.
So where did you first get to when you came to the country? When you came across the border, where did you first stay?
I stayed at Beria.
With who?
With my aunt.
And who did your friends stay with?
They stayed with their relatives.
Okay, did you stay in touch?
Yes.
Did you come with any qualifications?
No, I didn't come with any qualifications.
So what was the first job that you started looking for?
I started looking for a waitress job in the restaurant.
Oh, did you get it?
Yes.
And where was that?
It was in Edenville.
How long did you stay in that job?
About 1 year.
And what was the plan after that? So when you got that job, what were you getting the job for?
I wasn't comfortable with that job because I wanted to work and earn money so that I can help my mother.
Speaking of your mother, who did you leave behind in Zimbabwe?
My mother is there.
Just your mother?
Mm-hmm.
And your father, siblings?
My father is there, but they are not staying together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was that main reason why your aunt suggested that you come?
She suggested me to come so that I can help my mother, because my mother was struggling, like, to upbring us.
What does your mother do?
She was working as a domestic worker.
And is she still doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you send money to her?
Yes, I do.
Every month?
Yes.
And for you, Felicia, how old were you when you first came to South Africa?
I was 19.
Oh. who did you come with?
My cousin.
Okay. Who did you leave behind?
My mom. My dad, but my dad was separated with my mom.
Oh, I see. So you were living with your mom alone.
Mm-hmm.
And what does your mom do?
No, she's a stay-at-home mom.
And does your father ever give your mother money?
No.
Okay, so you were just living on your mother's revenue, wherever that came from.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and where did you first stay when you got here?
In Alexander.
Alexander, with who?
With my aunt.
Is it the mother of the cousin that you traveled with?
Yeah. I think if you have any relative in South Africa,
then it's fine.
It's easy going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Than to come here with no one you know.
Mm.
And then you begin to ask, where must I start?
Mm.
Then you end up living under the bridge or marrying any guy from the street, you see?
So if you didn't have a relative here, would you come here?
For me, it was going to be difficult, I think.
So would you go where a relative is?
Where a relative is.
Before going to a country you want to go to.
Exactly. Alone, you don't know where to start.
Yeah. But did your aunt have someone here when she came?
It was a long time ago, I don't know.
Okay, because this is what I'm wondering. Like, does anyone ever come here without support? And if they come here without support, then where do they find support?
It's hard, I'm telling you.
Mm.
It's hard. Because okay. if you leave Zim, you have to know where you are going to live, to stay.
Mm.
A nest to cover your head. But if there's no one who can give you a place, food, you just say, okay, it's like a soldier going to war. You never know what is So you have to, I think you have to think about it before you leave.
It's amazing how, like, sometimes all that's needed is just one person.
One person is the connection to all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So not even like a group, a network, a system, just one person.
But sometimes you find that person, when you come here, then he or she neglects you. Mm-hmm. Now you start wondering, where am I going to start?
Oh, wow.
You look for friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find naughty friends, then you do some crazy stuff. Mm. Some were good, now they are bad because of not finding the proper place to stay, not finding proper people that to lecture you.
Wow. And must your contact, so like the aunt that is your contact, does she have to be helpful? Like, must she know where you must go? Or did you find that it was enough for her to just give you a place to stay and then you can find out things yourself?
She has to play that role.
Of guiding
guiding.
Okay.
But when you left home, he said, I want to be independent. So don't lean on your aunt forever. Say, okay, she's bringing food, I have to eat and relax. No. Then you know, I have to go out there and look for a job.
Did you come with any qualifications?
No, nothing.
So you had just finished high school?
We finished high school. We didn't do anything because we didn't have money financially. We were struggling.
So when you came here, did you expect that in time you would be able to go to university?
No.
No?
Financially, no one is going to sponsor you to go to university or something.
Hmm. Were your marks good?
Good, but not excellent.
So it's not necessarily something you thought would get a scholarship?
No.
Okay.
About, I think, four or five subjects.
Hmm. Mm. So what was the job you started looking for when you first got here?
Any kind of job which brings money on the table.
Is it?
Mm.
And what was the first one you got?
It was a peace job.
So was it as a domestic worker?
Yeah, as a domestic worker.
How long were you in that?
I think 4 years.
And you're also sending money home?
Mm.
Are both of you the breadwinners for your family in Zimbabwe? Sally?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
And you as well, Felicia?
Exactly. They say half of our salary.
Wow.
Mm.
And you as well, Sally?
Yes.
Half?
Yes.
That is phenomenal. Okay.
Yeah, because that country, they are using dollars. So if you convert, like, from rands to dollars, that's expensive.
And Sally, did you stay, so when you first arrived and where you stayed, is that where you continued to stay when you were waitressing?
No, I'm staying at Alexandra.
Okay, and who's that with? Are you by yourself or?
I'm with my boyfriend.
With your boyfriend. So who pays the rent?
No one pays the rent. You got that. You bought that shack.
How long have you been living there now?
Around 11 years, I think.
So you moved from waitressing straight to domestic work?
Yes.
Okay. So you were a waitress for 1 year?
Yes.
And then since then you've been a domestic worker?
Yes.
Has it been with the same employers?
No.
Okay. How many different employers have you had?
It's for now. Like, I'm working peace job from different people.
Okay.
But by 2010, I was working for an Indian lady for 5 years.
And for you, Felicia, do you still stay with your aunt?
No.
Where do you stay now?
I'm still in Alex. My aunt moved to Higglybeck.
Oh, your aunt moved and you stayed in Alex?
I stayed in Alex.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you stay by yourself?
No, with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who pays the rent?
We don't pay the rent.
Okay.
It's like the shack.
Okay.
We bought the shack.
I'm wondering, actually, for the both of you, and again, let's start with Sally. How did you find your domestic worker job?
I found it through an agent.
Is it one of those agents where you hand in your CV and then they find someone for you?
Yes, but the other one, I found it through Amanda.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, recommendation. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you, Felicia, how did you find your job?
Where I was working, Rosie decided to move back to Poland.
Who's Rosie?
Rosie's Amanda's friend.
Okay.
So, she said she has Amanda. So, I went to Amanda then.
So Rosie recommended you work for Amanda.
Amanda,
your current employer.
Uh-huh.
And is Rosie Zimbabwean as well?
No, she's from Poland.
Okay. You know what we've experienced, myself and my co-host, is that a lot of the women that we've spoken to are Zimbabwean.
Yes.
So we're just wondering, you know, like in your own opinions, why do you think there's such a high number of Zimbabweans that are domestic workers in our country? Sally?
I guess it's just because our country is not good at all now. There's no job there. So we moved to South Africa to look for the job.
Do you find that being a domestic worker is an easy job to get? Is it easy to be hired?
No.
No.
It isn't?
No.
Because now nobody trusts anybody. You can't hire somebody from the street. You never know the background, you never know everything. So you have to find an honest person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you find a domestic worker through someone.
So do you feel like, as women that come from Zimbabwe, that you work as a network like that? Like, do you recommend, like, would you recommend a friend of yours from Zimbabwe
100%.
To someone?
Yeah.
Is that how it's been working?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of. Because we help each other. Most Zimbabweans, they don't choose job. If you clean windows, they're doing different things.
So they don't complain a lot?
Like, if you find like a contract which cleans windows after they finish building, you can go for it.
Mm.
You just go for any job.
So how long did you imagine you would be in the domestic worker industry, Felicia?
I was thinking maybe it's going to be a short term, then maybe you get money and go to school.
Mm.
I think if you have a certificate or something, it's better than nothing.
Mm.
Sometimes you get a job, then no qualifications. Mm. I think qualifications and education is the key.
And you, Sally? How long did you expect to be a domestic worker?
Not so long. If I get something, I think I have to go back to school.
So is that what you're both working for now? Is it about working towards saving up enough to study?
It's tough because we have kids. So maybe as time goes on, we never know. But for now, we are doing it for our kids. I have a daughter who's 12, who's going to grade 8 next year. And I have a daughter who goes to preschool. I have to eat. I have to take money home. You see, that money is not...
It's not enough.
It's not enough to do all things.
How much are your boyfriends contributing to sending money home?
It's difficult because he has to send money
to his own family.
Mm. And I have to send money to... We contribute, like, for our kids.
What does your boyfriend do, Felicia?
He's a gardener.
Gardener. And yours, Sally?
He's a painter.
Mm.
And do you earn a similar amount, or who earns more? Or is there a large difference between how much you earn?
I think we earn equally.
Okay.
Mm.
And you, Sally?
No, we don't earn equally.
Is there a big difference?
Mm-hmm.
And does he contribute to sending money to your family?
Nope.
Or does he also have his own family that he has to send money to?
to his family, not my family.
So, which means each man for himself.
Yeah.
And then how much do you save?
Little.
But do you manage to find something to save?
Yeah.
And for you, Sally, do you also get to save?
Yeah, just little. Not so much.
What do you plan to do with those savings?
It's for me. My goal is to go back to school.
Okay.
And write my A-level. That's what I want to do.
So is that high school?
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't complete?
I did. You but did? Only like form 4. I didn't go to form 5 or form 6.
I don't understand what
you
that
don't
mean.
Understand, yeah.
Because the year is from
because
grade
it's
one.
From this side is from grade 1 up to grade 12.
Yeah.
From our country is from grade 1 up to grade 7. And then to go to high school is like form 1 up to form 4. Uh-huh. Then from there to do A level is from form 5 to form 6.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So you've stopped where?
Form 4, O level.
So you have to do Form 5 and Form 6.
Yes.
And then after that, it lets you go to university.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And with the amount of savings that you're putting in now, around which year do you think you'll be able to study?
I was thinking to study next year.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But that's what my opinion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be?
I wanted to be a lawyer.
Very nice. And you, Felicia?
Mm-hmm.
What do you plan to do with your savings?
Me? My savings? I just want to educate my daughter.
So it's not focused on you?
No. I think for me,
it's not like that.
I can't say it's late, but it's really critical for me. Because my daughter is going to grade 8. She needs more money, and she's going to a private school. So private school is very expensive.
Yeah.
Mhm. So I want a better future for my daughter. For me, I'm stuck. I'm giving up.
Oh,
it's all gone. I wish I could turn back the time.
Don't you even want to be a radio star?
A radio star, by any chance. But for the future, it's hard. Because I want to see my daughter being on top.
Yeah.
To get an education, which I didn't.
But I mean, say she wants to be a musician. Would you let her do that? Or do you want her to have a degree and a professional job?
Yeah, she can. But with education there.
Yeah.
Some kids, they give up school. They say, I want to sing. You can't sing without education. You have to take care of your singing career. Because as a singer, you get robbed. You don't know how to look after your money.
So you know how some groups of society have, you know, things like a stokvel, where, you know, they pull money together and then they decide who gets that money this month or this year or whatever it is, right? Are there those kinds of support systems in the networks that you're in?
Yeah, there is. But for me, let me say, for me, financially, so it doesn't work for me.
Oh, how come?
Because, you know what, through your salary, you have to deduct so many things. So for money for stock fair, you find out, I can't. Because maybe some, they say 500 every month. Then somebody's 10 until it comes to you. You know, decide, no, I need school fees, I need transport, I need to pay account, I need to do this. Then you can't say, okay, I'll skip this month, I'll pay you next month. It doesn't work like that. So, which means you have to be updated. I don't know.
Can you, Sally? Maybe.
I am playing stokvel.
And have you found that beneficial?
Yeah, it's beneficial.
Does it help you do things you would otherwise struggle to do if you weren't in a stokvel?
We just keep the money for the grocery. Like, we take out 400 every month, each and every person. We are 12. Then we take that money and put it to the shop. Then, at the end of the year, we go there and take the grocery for that amount.
At the end of the year?
Okay. Like on December time.
Is it one person? Or is it that you divide it between 12?
We divide 12. It into 12.
Okay. So, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
groceries.
It's a lot of money.
Okay. That's good, but I mean, it does make sense because we usually do most of our shopping
yeah.
in like the beginning or the end of the year. Okay. Are you happy with the decision that you made to come to the country? Do you think it was the right decision?
It was manna from heaven.
Manna really? From heaven for yeah. you, Felicia. Mm-hmm. Why do you say so?
Because I'm able to put food on the table for my mom. I'm looking at my mom, she's an asthmatic person, the chronic one.
Do you think it would have been a lot more difficult if you stayed in Zimbabwe?
Maybe she'll be dead by this time. I think so.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think made it easier here?
It made it easier because here you can find a job. There's no job, there's no money, there's no food, there's nothing. So people are struggling to live every day. So here, you can go maybe for one day, you bring 150 or 200 and something. It's easy.
Something.
You can buy, I can buy maybe cabbage and veggies and eat. And then 100 rand I can save for my mom, you see. Then life simple.
Goes on.
So you find it cheap here?
It's cheap here.
Like affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's affordable here.
Sim is, everything is expensive. And to get money, it's mission impossible.
And yeah. for you, Sally, did you think it was the right decision?
Yeah, I think it was the right decision to come here. Because now I can help my mom with everything.
And do you have anything that you regret for coming here?
Regret coming here?
No.
Any regrets?
No.
Maybe it's...
We're happy.
That you don't see your mother often enough, or are there some nephews and nieces that you might have not met?
Yeah, like me, I go home once a year. So, you get used to the routine. I don't regret, because maybe I saved so many lives of coming here.
You what?
Saved so many lives.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What it sounds like to me is that you're grateful for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already heard, I think, a lot of things that you seem very grateful for. But is there any sort of one thing that you feel very grateful for with your decision to move from Zimbabwe to
here? Like for me, I think the most important is for my daughter's education. Because now at home there are no teachers. People, they are running away to other countries to teach. There is no proper education like before when we went to school.
Did you both come from the rural areas?
Yep.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. And how easy is it to access the cities?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is easy.
It is.
Because we were born there, then we moved to rural areas. Yeah, because I think urban areas is very expensive.
Yeah.
Because everything is money.
Yeah.
At home, we no electricity. We have to fetch firewood. We have to go and fetch water, you know. Everything is simpler than in urban areas.
And between those urban areas and these urban areas, which is easier? Easier to live in and to hustle in?
Yeah, I think it's easier.
Why is that?
Because everything is there.
Everything.
Including money.
Okay, so are you saying that in some of the urban areas in Zimbabwe, that you would still have to go outside of that area in order to do things?
Yeah, exactly. Because like in let's say in Bulawayo, there are few people working. But like at home, where you have to plant tomatoes, onions and whatnot, you can sell and have money. I think in urban area like in Bulawayo, few jobs, firms are closed. So if you don't wake up in the morning to go to your job, you can't earn money. But at home, I think in rural areas, there is a way to live than in urban areas. I don't know about that.
And do you feel that this country gives you more opportunities than Zimbabwe?
100%.
And even in those urban areas, in the parts of the country that are thriving?
I think here, if we have papers, like, not illegal, you can adventure. You can do anything. I think the opportunity is when you have street papers. I think so.
Street papers.
Street papers.
Do you feel like you live for your mothers?
For me, yeah. I'm living for my mother.
You live for your mother. Mm-hmm. It's not even a burden. Like, oh, I must. No. Okay.
No, life is simple, but they are like our role models.
Hmm.
Because, you know what, as a lady, you have to provide for your family. Even life is hard, I know. But as a mother, you don't neglect your child like men. Most men, they don't.
So even though you have boyfriends, you don't necessarily think it's their responsibility to be doing what you're doing.
I think it's my responsibility. Because he is not my husband. He's just a boyfriend.
I think we have to find the balance.
Yeah.
If he takes his man and send to my mom, what about his family?
Hmm.
What about his needs? So, I think we have to meet in the middle.
So, what's your current, what is the current paperwork that you have for this country?
The work permit.
Work permit.
Yeah.
Okay, and how long do they last?
3 years. Then we have to renew. I don't know if they're going to renew because that one was non-renewable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, for both of you.
Yeah,
the same one.
We don't know.
Yeah, both Zimbabweans. Written non-renewable.
So what happens? Do you know what happens after that?
No, we don't know.
We don't know.
Wow.
So we are living on the threat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm. And how far are you, Sally, into your non-renewable fear?
Can I expire now in December? End of December.
For both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay.
So the next move, we don't know. We just
wait. We're still waiting.
And see.
To wait from them.
Or the river is going to throw us away. We never know.
I mean, it's such an unknown place.
It is difficult. Because you think, okay, if we knew what is going to happen tomorrow, but we can't predict tomorrow.
So what is your plan B?
Plan B?
Yeah.
That's tough. We remain illegal in South Africa. Yeah. There's nothing we can do because our family is starving. We have to stay here, legal or not legal. We have to stay. Hmm. Or we get arrested, then we come back
again.
Is it possible for you to get a different permit?
No.
Completely different to this one. But so that it lets you maybe start a business or...
For now, even citizen, it's hard to get anything. Hmm. Even for our children, I've been trying to get my baby study permit.
Hmm.
Oof, they need so. I don't know. It's a 100 things they need.
Hmm.
Medical aid, medical support, a medical checkup. What? I don't have a medical.
So how do you get around those kinds of things?
I don't know. So I just quit and say, let me leave it. It's going to crack my mind. Because they need so many things. Mm. So it's hard to live with papers here.
Well, I truly, truly hope you'll get to stay.
Hey, maybe.
By God. Yeah.
We'll
stay.
Be phoning it to list. You are in Zoom. I don't know. In God's will.
Mm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm. I find you surprisingly calm for women who are juggling a lot of difficult things in life.
No matter how hard it is, you know, a lady is a fighter.
Mm.
Even shoes, they pinch you, but you have to wear them so that no one can notice. Mm. Shoes are too small for you.
But do you believe that things always work out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have positive mind, I think you...
No, so you live on faith.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't live faith, one day you'll crack your mind. Oh.
And can your boss do anything about your bosses, can they do anything about your paperwork? Whether it's to, I don't know, extend it or to have a different kind of...
No, their hands are tied. They can't do anything.
Mm.
Mm. And I think the best relationship with your employer is... Some people, you know what, they keep asking for money, borrow me this, borrow me. But as a domestic worker, I have to work out my budget totally. Yeah. I mustn't ask anything. Say, okay, I'm sick, I need this money. Some people, they always ask non-stop everything that. So you have to work your budget. Okay, transport money, this. Like me, I know how to budget.
So what advice would you give to any young person coming from Zimbabwe that are having the same journey as you now? What would you say to them now as something that they need to know? Sally?
Felicia, you can give them an advice.
I think they can learn to be independent, not to rely on like on your boyfriend. Some people, they came here, okay, I'm going to my boyfriend. Then the boyfriend kick you out. Then you are on the street. So, like, ladies, I love ladies. They have to be independent. Men can sleep under the bridge, but a lady can't.
You're definitely an advocate for women. You are, that's for sure.
Yeah, for a lady. I feel sorry for the ladies. So I wish them the best. Be independent. Don't rely on somebody. Stand up and fight like a lady.
You know, I like that you didn't say fight like a man.
No way. You have to fight like a lady.
That's great. And for you, Sally, what advice would you give to a younger version of yourself?
I wish someone told me that I mustn't have a boyfriend at all.
Okay, clearly that's a big issue.
That's a big one. I wish Felicia told me that.
Why?
Did you struggle with independence, Sally? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even now, I'm still struggling. I'm staying with my boyfriend, but I'm still struggling. I have two kids, but it all goes to me. He doesn't care about it at all. He doesn't care that the kids have to go to school. No. He doesn't pay school fees. He doesn't do anything. I have to do it.
This might be completely out of line, but why are you with him?
Maybe he can kick his butt out. Don't beg. Please, baby, give me tomato today. No. Open up your purse and go and buy tomato. And the man has to see that, you know, you don't rely on him. On him. No. I'm a lady. I can stand up with my own two feet.
It's so interesting because my immediate perception of a woman... a woman as young as you to cross borders from your country to someone else's country, for me that immediately looks like independence.
Very.
Like, wow, you must be so self-reliant that you can do that. And you don't come with your parents, so you have to completely take care of yourself.
And the journey is tough.
Yeah.
Coming to South Africa, by the time we came here, if you cross the border, you have to have a visa. So a visa which lasts about 2 weeks. I don't need 2 weeks in South Africa.
The rest of your life.
So
how did you extend that visa?
I don't know what was happening with the visa. I don't have a clue. But I know if you want to cross through the border post, you have to have a visa. And it gives you, I don't know, you have to have 5,000 in the bank. And you have to come here only for 2 weeks, then you go back to your country. You see? So, we cross on the other way. Instead of straight way, then we camp.
But is this very interesting that, those kinds of very strong women that make those decisions, you say one of the biggest issues is when they get to another country, they lose their independence.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting. Thank you so much for sharing your stories.
Thank you.
A lot to think about, definitely. We hope to get a lot more stories from you in the coming future.
Pick up to ladies. I love ladies.
We'll do something with you, a whole series on women. Definitely.
I love women.
Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at @made_labs. That's MADE_LABS. As well as Facebook, made.labs. That's MADE.LABS. Thanks again so much to Felicia and to Sally.
Thank you to Liz. Have a nice show.
Thank you to you too.
And we'll definitely be seeing and hearing a lot more of you.
Maybe I'll be interviewing you.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. Or well, interviewing each other, you know, all the different things.
Yeah, I have questions for Sally. Questions.
That's terrific. Uh-huh. Have a really, really good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us, and speak next week.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
And sorry we are late.
This is the revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.